Okay, so we've just seen the third esports game of the day at Roses between York and Lancaster mm-hmm. in Counter-Strike Global Offensive. And I'm here with Hazza from the York team.
Yep.
So obviously it wasn't looking good at the start mm-hmm. and ultimately in the end the game did go to Lancaster, but yep. your whole team put on a valiant effort at the end, and you definitely had the crowd on the edge of their seats.
Really?
Because I was casting and I was watching the audience at the whole time.
I think, as me personally, I just love the game. Like, I absolutely love the game. So the whole time I was like, I'm being ripped to shreds and I'm loving every second of this. Like, it's such a fun game to play, because there's so many things that can go wrong. So the game changes so easily, like it did in like the cash game.
Yeah.
In the cash game, the rounds changed so quickly, so fast, that we were literally on the edge of our seats the entire time, just thinking, right, we need to go this, we need to do that, we need to change this, we need to change that. And literally, everything was going on so much, like so fast, that it was so much fun. Like, yeah. I loved losing.
The economic side of it is so interesting, which isn't something you could say about football or any of these other boring Roses sports.
Yeah, it's not exactly, oh no, they've scored a goal, now we can only use 9 players on the pitch. It's like, yeah, like a lot of the time, like we were having to obviously do economic rounds to save money, and unfortunately, like we lost most of those rounds, if not all of them. But I think that we managed to make the most of our money. Back end of horse is very proud of his knife kill.
I saw that. Yeah,
he was very, very proud of that. He's like, that's all that matters. I'm done. I could lose a happy man.
It was an interesting. As the AWP players on both teams with a presumably Pilk on your side and whoever it was on their
Lorenzo, I think it was.
They had two. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the other guy's name. But yeah, the AWPs always change the rhythm of the game, mm-hmm. I think.
Well, I think that a lot of people complain about the AWP because it's a very, it's a very powerful weapon. But the thing is, like, it's part of the game in such a way that it's able to shut down lanes of play, like you've seen in cash. Like, if an AWP player was on cash in the middle lane, then they could shut down that middle lane and take a lot of control of the map, and so whoever was dominant in that place pretty much won the round most of the time.
That's the thing that's so interesting, that like every round in general is different because of the weapons people have and how much money they have to waste
The thing about this is that, like, the AWP is, when you look at it in the economic side, it's about $5,100, which is a lot of money. Like, you can usually aim to get that money kind of around the fourth or the fifth round if you're doing very well on your side of the team. But if you look at another weapon like the AK-47, which is the most used terrorist weapon, because it's the reason why it's the most used terrorist weapon is that on the first shot, it's deadly accurate. Like, it hit the first bullet hits the center of your crosshair, which is just as good as an AWP. So if you've got the skill, then, you can manage. And players on Lancaster certainly did manage.
I think it was a great game, and I really hope that in the future, but the universities start to accept things like this, apart from just traditional sports. And I think you guys are doing a really good job of putting that forward.
The thing is, Lancaster were obviously the best team won, like, easily. Like, they were so good, but they are the reason why. Like, they are a reason why an esport like Counter-Strike should be seen as a sport, because of the amount of skill and the dedication that would have taken them to get that good at the game. And it shows off in the way that they play, that they're just fantastic at the game. So why can we not, let's show that off to everyone.
Yeah.
So, like, look at this dedication, look at this skill, look at this dedication.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
And thank you for your time, Hazza.
No worries.